Welcome to the 2020 graduation ceremony for Public Health Sciences at the University of Rochester. This is Ann Dozier. I'm professor and chair of Public Health Sciences. And on behalf of the faculty and staff, we want to welcome our graduates, your family members, and your friends. Today, we celebrate an important milestone in your life. While we really would have preferred to congratulate you in person, doing this at a distance does not at all diminish your accomplishment. You're joining the ranks of the many hundreds of individuals who proudly carry graduate degrees and certificates from this department. Individuals who work in public health, in healthcare, in academia, for the government, in industry, in community organizations, both here and abroad. They work as leaders, scientists, and clinicians, and as well as educators. They work at the forefront and behind the scenes. Certainly in these unusual times, public health is in the spotlight as it has not been in many years. It presents a unique opportunity for each of us to raise public awareness, advocate for greater focus on prevention through policy, programs, and funding, add to the evidence base, and strengthen the public health workforce. We wish each of you success in the next phase of your career. Kudos. And now the program directors will add their congratulations.
Dear Public Health Class of 2020, family and friends, my name is Edwin Weingarten. I'm a professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences. I oversee the Master of Science in Clinical Investigation, or as we call it, MSCI, and the Advanced Certificate Programs. Our MSCI graduates have learned the skills and methodologies needed to conduct rigorous clinical studies to improve evidence-based clinical decision-making and to evaluate healthcare services. You are now well prepared to carry out and contribute to patient-based research and the development of interventions and technologies to ensure the highest levels of patient safety and quality of care. Graduates from our advanced certificate programs are now equipped with the knowledge and tools in focused areas such as analytic epidemiology, clinical research methods, biomedical data science, health services research, public health, or regulatory science. It is our hope that these skills will further advance your careers in health-related fields. And personally, I would like to congratulate everyone in the class of 2020 on achieving this important milestone through your hard work and persistence. Please don't forget to tell us about your future successes, and please don't hesitate to reach out to us should you need any advice or letters of recommendation, of course. We'd love to really hear from our graduates.
So my name is Dr. Chris Siplak, and I'm an associate professor in the department, and I direct the Master's in Public Health, or MPH, program. The MPH program at the University of Rochester has a long tradition of training a diverse range of public health and health professionals in the skills needed to identify, prevent, and solve community health problems. We all recognize that this is a challenging time, and public health expertise and leadership has never been more important, more critical to our society. We are tremendously proud of what our students have accomplished. Our faculty have worked with students on a diverse range of topics, including, for example, the study of regulatory frameworks for using e-cigarettes for smoking cessation, risk factors for adverse outcomes among children with asthma, and the positive impacts of poverty reduction on education and health. And these are just a few examples of their exciting work. We'll hear more a little bit later in today's ceremony. These and many other projects reflect both the skills and the passions of our graduates and foreshadow the impact they will have in the future. Graduates, as proud as we are about what you've achieved during your time here with us in the MPH program, we are even more excited to follow your accomplishments and successes in the future. Looking ahead, and to echo Dr. Van Weingarten, please reach out to us. Let us know of your achievements and continue to keep in touch as you build your career, and let us know how we can help. We want to hear from you. But today, we reflect on what you have achieved. Congratulations.
On behalf of Dr. James Tachi, director of our preventive medicine residency, our longstanding two-year program combines coursework with training experiences in clinical and community settings, such as our local health department. Our trainees become board-certified specialists, positioning them to be leaders who shape the field across academia, government, and industry. Today's speaker, who you will hear from shortly, is a 2016 graduate of this program.
Hi, my name is David Rich. I'm an associate professor of the Department of Public Health Sciences, and I'm the director of the Doctor of Philosophy in Epidemiology program and the director of the Master of Science in Epidemiology program. So epidemiology, we always say, is the study of the determinants and predictors of health outcomes in a population and the study of those patterns of disease occurrence in that population. However, I'm sure all of you have become more intimately familiar with what epidemiology is recently. It may never have been more in the news in everyday life than perhaps today as we all work together during this COVID-19 pandemic to stay safe and minimize the disease impacts on our family and our communities. However, as you're going to hear more about, epidemiology certainly is the study of more than just infectious disease. We study chronic disease such as cancer, cardiovascular disease and events, developmental disorders, neurologic and cognitive outcomes, and certainly maternal and child health outcomes, to name a few. However, we study numerous lifestyle, nutritional, environmental, and genetic predictors of disease as well. Our graduates, both in the PhD and the master's program, have taken positions at universities, in industry, government, and nonprofit agencies. I would like to specifically add my congratulations to all our 2020 graduates, and we, as I speak for all the epidemiology faculty, are extremely proud of our Doctor of Philosophy in Epidemiology graduate and our Master of Science in Epidemiology graduate, who you're going to hear about shortly.
My name is Yue Li. I'm a professor of public health sciences and director of the Health Services Research and Policy Graduate Programs. I would like to congratulate everyone in the class of 2020, especially those in the HSR program, on your remarkable achievement. It is such a pleasure teaching and mentoring students like you in the past several years. Health services research focuses on interdisciplinary applications of the social and behavioral science disciplines to real-world healthcare issues, such as the financing and delivery of healthcare and the quality and safety of care. I'm very excited to see that you have devoted your patience to this multidisciplinary program, have grown immensely as a result, and now are ready to tackle the HSR and public health issues with innovative solutions. So I want to thank all of you for making our education and research programs here amazing. You are the ones who will bring better solutions to the affordable and accessible healthcare, continuous quality of care improvement, and the development of a stronger public health system in our nation. I look forward to hearing about your continued successes in the future. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Annie Majoka, and I joined the Department of Public Health Sciences this year as the Graduate Programs and Preventive Medicine Residency Administrator. First, we will hear a message from Marilena Velez de Brown, Deputy Commissioner in the Monroe County Health Department, and then move on to our diploma ceremony.